The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio, or its employees, or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. And lay it all down again. To hear you say that I'm a friend.
Good day. My name is James Robertson. I'm a researcher, publisher, and teacher regarding the matters and truths of the Almighty Creator, whose true name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing. I've been actively serving him since 1993, over 30 years. If you're not actively serving Yah, then by default you are serving Satan. My objective is to show you how you can make a big difference on earth and qualify for a position of high esteem in heaven for eternity. It is important to understand that as a believer, just being good is not the point. It is relationship with Yah that counts. Without this, you will be in a very unpleasant place in heaven with no way out. My aim is to show you how to get close. If you're a good person without a clear relationship with Yah, then you're in a spiritual no man's land and will not enter heaven when you die. The Creator has said regarding unbelievers, why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist? Yah is calling everybody on the planet to be involved and serve him and help him to have victory over Satan. My goal is to show you how to do this. Fundamentally, we each need to learn to see things on earth from Yah's perspective. My aim is to teach you how. Please visit my website at www.endtimeissueministries.org. That's endtimeissueministries, one word, .org. Or email me on james@endtimeissueministries.org. That's J-A-M-E-S @endtimeissueministries.org. Today I'm going to talk about what is required to live above sin and judgment in this life. The overview. In various articles I've written about living above sin, but nowhere have I concisely defined what is required to live this way. This broadcast defines what is required to live above sin and then talks about the reciprocal impact of judgment in this life. So we'll start by looking at deep belief in the Creator and then deep infilling with the Spirit of Yah and a deep desire to please Him, coupled with a deep revelation of the rewards that are available in heaven and an intense desire to qualify for a high rank, coupled to deep conviction that all sin is abhorrent to the Almighty. Then we'll look at intense focus on cleaning up and getting free of sin. We'll then look at judgment of believers in this life, and we'll discuss the reality that Yah is the judge and Yeshua is the advocate. We will note that the satanic forces are the prosecutors and that the satanic and demonic execute most judgments. Finally, we will look at the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator. So today's broadcast is based on Article 2020-12-01, What is Required to Live Above Sin. In various articles I've written about living above sin, but nowhere have I concisely defined what is required to live this way. This broadcast defines what is required to live above sin. Folks, I'm going to talk about living above sin in a number of contexts. If you are a believer at some level, even if it's very superficial, and things are going wrong in your life, it is almost certainly because you have sin in your life and you're being judged. And later on in this broadcast, I'll talk about judgment in this life and explain to you how that happens. But the key thing is, if you really want to serve Father, if you really want to qualify for something significant in the afterlife, you have to live above sin. If you live above sin, the forces of darkness cannot touch you. And this is so important. As I said a moment ago, if you're a believer and you have not actively taken on what I'm going to talk about in the next few minutes, do not be surprised if things are going wrong in your life. You're having losses, you're having accidents, just nothing's working. It doesn't help just to be a believer. You need to be above sin and you need to be deeply close to the Father. So the requirements, the first one is deep belief in the Creator. You must deeply believe that the Creator exists and desires a relationship with you. See the article, How to Become an Anointed One, and the video, Why Seek Relationship Most Important, on the main menu in the website. In addition, you need to know the Creator by His true name, Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing, or simply Yah, Y-A-H. If you don't know Him by His true name, how do you believe in Him? If you don't know Him by His true name, how do you please Him? If you don't know Him by His true name, you are sinning. Not as some person said to me recently, no, I'm sure that God understands. God doesn't understand. Yah doesn't understand. He gets extremely angry if you call Him God or the Lord or, you know, Hashem. What an insult. The name. Folks, if you want to walk free of sin, one of the first things you've got to do is get Father's name right. But beyond that, you must believe He exists. There's a couple of articles on the website, The Essence of My Message Regarding Creation, The Essence of My Message to People Who Don't Believe. There's a whole body of knowledge that you can draw on if you are not certain whether He exists. And then you can ask Him to reveal Himself to you if you ask Him politely and respectfully. The second step you need to walk free of sin is to be deeply filled with the Spirit of the Creator, the set-apart, incorrectly named Holy Spirit. See the article, How to Become an Anointed One. So there's this meaningless English word, holy. It's based on the Hebrew Kodesh, or some people say it's Kadosh. Doesn't really matter, but it means set apart. The Holy Spirit, the set apart Spirit, is the portion of the Spirit of the Almighty that He gives to indwell every believer. You can be filled at that level, or you can be filled at that level. It's up to you. Continually ask Him to fill you when you worship, sing songs that are about being filled with the Spirit. Father, fill me with Your Spirit. Pour out Your fire upon me. Let me know You more. As you are filled with the Spirit, He is able to guide you more. There's a whole big thing about all these different religious factions, all of which are trying with their heads to serve the Creator. It's not a head thing, folks. There's a head element in saying, okay, the facts indicate He exists. But there's a spirit thing about saying, fill me with Your Spirit and guide me. There's a verse in the Bible which says that He will write His law, His commandments, upon our hearts. How do you live without sin, above sin, without the Spirit of the Almighty to convict you of sin and to show you what is sin and how to correct it? So, if you don't want to please Yah, why would you live without sin? And that's perhaps oversimplified. I've recently been contacted by somebody off the website who is in deep poverty, lots of sin, sex with numerous women, been stealing, been lying, worshipping Jesus, worshipping the Bible, not honoring his parents, just generally a whole ugly situation. And the forces of darkness have taken him apart. He's filled with fear. He's living in a VA shelter. And so I've just started to try and counsel him, to guide him, to come to a place where he knows that Father protects him, but only to the extent that he's free of sin. And we've had one session where we've gone through the Ten Commandments, and I realized that he's broken all of the Ten Commandments, and he's repented, and he's asked for forgiveness and cut off curses, and there's still much work to do. He's got one response. But you need to want to please Yah. If you don't believe that Yah exists, why would you worry to live above sin? Because if you're an unbeliever, it really doesn't matter if you sin or not, because it's not going to do you any good. Then the next point is, you need to have a deep revelation of the rewards in heaven. You must have a deep revelation that there are huge rewards in heaven for those who truly, faithfully, and effectively serve the Creator in this life. See the article 2022-0702, the essence of my message regarding critical end-of-life scenarios, and other pages on the website. It is possible for you, whoever you are right now, to qualify for a high throne in heaven for eternity in the life to come. This life is a test. It's a qualifying round to determine at what level you spend eternity in heaven. If you're a believer, you can end up in the outer darkness, black, cold, terrible place, weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. For those people who have no relationship with the Almighty, for those people who have a deep relationship with the Almighty and really go out of their way to serve Him in this life, there are high thrones with enormous splendor and authority. Yeshua, Jesus, is the most powerful human being in the universe because of His obedience and living without sin and dying without sin for 33 and a half years. People mistake Him for the Almighty because He is so glorious and so powerful when He manifests in His full power and authority. You can qualify to sit next to Him or close to Him in heaven if you put your mind to it and really work at it and do the things that are described on the website. Then you need to have an intense desire to qualify for high rank. Living without sin is not trivial. It requires that you pay attention to what you think, pay attention to what you say, pay attention to what you do. You need to discipline yourself not to tell even the smallest white lie. You need to discipline yourself not to lust or covet after some woman or man that you see in the street. You need to use the true name of the Creator, Yah, not call Him Lord or God or Hashem or whatever. You need to not worship the Bible. You need to not worship Jesus or Yeshua. You need to worship Yah alone. You need to love Yah with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your strength. You need to honor your parents. You need to observe the Sabbaths. You need to eschew murder, including not cursing, not using abortive contraceptives, and certainly not getting involved with abortion. You need to not commit adultery, which means that you need to be very, very careful before you have sex with somebody to make sure that they are free to have sex with you and you're free to have sex with them. Otherwise, all of these things carry a death penalty. At the very least, they carry a penalty of some serious time in hell to pay the price for your sin if you die without confessing and repenting. So you need to really want what's available to you if you live without sin. And then you need to have a deep conviction that all sin is abhorrent to the Almighty. You must have a deep conviction that all sin is abhorrent and a deep desire to get free of sin. Inherently, this means you must understand that sin is anything that causes you to break any of the Ten Commandments. See the webpage Commandments on the website. This includes being free of all lies, which means that you need to really clean up what you believe and what you confess verbally and what you write. So you need a commitment to seek all truth and get free of all error. And I have to say to you, if you are a follower of some religious sect, you are at some level believing lies. That's the simple reason why there are so many denominations and so forth, why there's so many religions. They're all believing different lies. There's only one true religion, and that is true relationship one-on-one between you and the Almighty Creator. People like me can facilitate you to come to that place. You can draw on my website. There's a lot of articles, a lot of web pages on how to do what I'm talking about. But at the end of the day, it's between you and Father Yah. He is the one who is distressed by your sin. He is the one who can forgive your sin. He is the one that can wash you clean in the blood of the Lamb, the blood of the covenant, Yeshua's blood, from his execution. Not crucifixion. He didn't die on a cross. He died on a stake. Up like that, not like that. This means that you regularly pray prayers like, Father, I ask you to judge me severely and correct me harshly, that I may serve you more perfectly. And then respond to judgments and clean up. You can pray, I pray that daily. I pray also, Father, I ask you to show me the level of my prison deception and how to correct it. Father, I ask you to lead me into all truth by your Spirit and so forth. See the prayer page on the website. Folks, I've been praying, I ask you to judge me severely and correct me harshly, that I may serve you more perfectly, on and off since 1998, where I read that prayer in The Final Quest by Rick Joyner. It's a powerful prayer. I've been judged on a number of occasions for all sorts of things. Most of the time, I didn't realize I was sinning until the judgment came. And then I said, Father, what was that about? And he would tell me, and I would course correct, repent, move on. Without that control, without that guidance, very difficult to really live without sin on a sustained basis. It's a journey, folks. You're not going to turn it on today. You might listen to this broadcast and say, well, you know what, I'm going to start living without sin. But you're not going to turn it on overnight. It's going to take time. You need to understand the commandments. They're not as simple as they seem. Thou shalt not commit murder. You don't curse people, say, I wish you were dead or whatever. You don't use abortive contraceptives which prevent a fertilized egg from not implanting in the womb and being flushed out. That's murder. You don't vote for people who want to take away the death penalty for murder. Father said, if a man sheds the blood of man by the hand of man, you shall take his life. And so you've got to be careful, folks. Then you need an intense focus on cleaning up and getting free of sin. Walk in all of this every day by day. It'll take probably at least a year, if not longer, to fully implement all the above to the point where this becomes your daily practice and ingrained. Once you achieve this goal, you are then well on your way to a deep personal relationship with the Creator and a high rank in heaven when you die, and the forces of darkness will be unable to touch you. See the article, Seven Components in Drawing Close to the Creator. Folks, this is important. One of the ancillary benefits of being without sin is that the forces of darkness cannot touch you. there's a verse in Matthew where Yeshua preached in the synagogue on the Sabbath and the Saturday, offended them with what he said, so they took him to the top of the cliff outside the town and were going to throw him off, and he just turned around and walked through the crowd, and they couldn't touch him because he was free of sin. In order for them to put Yeshua to death, he had to provoke them intensely. You whitewash walls, overturn the tables of the money changers, etc., etc., etc. Performing miracles on the Sabbath, really riling their religious demons. And then he consented to die. Because as he said, do you not know that even now I could call on my Father and he would send 12 legion of messengers, 12,000 angels to deliver him? So the next part of today's broadcast, the article is 2021-0701, the essence of my message concerning judgment in this life. Just incidentally, all of these articles are on the website. If you go to the article catalog, you'll find these articles. Few people in this age understand judgment. This broadcast sets out the essence of what you need to know about judgment in this life. Firstly, I want to talk about judgment of unbelievers. On death as an unbeliever, one is banned from heaven and returned to their corpse as an ancestor spirit, also known as a demon, where they will either remain on their corpse in the grave, be abandoned in a crematorium oven, or harvested by a Satan servant, that's a witch, warlock, Satanist, whatever, and transferred to another human being to haunt them. See the article, Where Are You Going, on the website for an overview. It's important to understand, folks, if you don't know whether you're a believer or not, then you're an unbeliever. If you're listening to me and going ho-hum, it really doesn't matter what I say. It's of no relevance to you. However, if it gears you to say, you know what, maybe I should believe, then we're going somewhere. But basically, as an unbeliever, you will never go to heaven. You will stay on earth, either on your corpse, even in the grave, or if you drowned at sea, at the bottom of the sea, or eaten by a shark, or whatever, or else put on somebody else as a demon. No motive power. Dependent on others to move you around. Then the judgment of believers when they die. When a believer dies, they appear before the judgment seat and all unrepented sin is read out to them, and they are then sentenced to torment in hell for a period commensurate with their unrepented sin. Folks, this is so important to understand. Hell is not for unbelievers. It's a lie that if you don't believe, you'll go to hell. Being an ancestor spirit, demon, probably is another form of hell, but it's not the hell that people talk about. Hell is a real place. Go and look at the hell webpage on the website. Fire, torment, tormentors, prison warders, whatever you want to call them, tormenting them, sticking things into them, tearing them apart. Horrible, horrible stuff, depending on your sin. Look at the hell page for a fairly detailed catalog of all the punishments that there are. There are about 20 or 30 separate images painted by a young Korean woman who was taken to hell by Yeshua, depicting all the different forms of torment. It's horrible stuff, folks. If you're a believer, you don't want to go to hell. So there's a jolly good reason to live free of sin and to be quick to repent. So you want to get to heaven and say, well done, thou good and faithful servant, come up higher. Not depart from me, you worker of iniquity, I never knew you. Both of those are in the Bible, just by the way. Then judgment of believers for service to you are. In addition, when a believer dies, their achievements in service of the Almighty Creator, whose true name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing, are also read out, and they're awarded a commensurate rank in heaven. See the article just cited. One can end up in the outer darkness, the trash heap of heaven, or on a high throne as a king. There are a range of intermediate ranks depending on how you have lived your life. You can, as I said earlier, qualify for a high throne in heaven, close to Yeshua, close to Yah. Or you can end up with the foolish virgins at the outskirts of the throne room or anything in between. There's a whole gradation of ranks which are a direct consequence of the way you live your life on earth. Very good reason to live free of sin. Very good reason to make an effort to worship Yah. Very good reason to build a ministry, to do something constructive for Yah. If you are a believer, even if you're a committed believer and you're worshiping and you're talking to Father, but you are not actively going out there and doing something for Him in some form of ministry, you're going to fall short on the day of judgment. I can't stress that enough. There are two things: judgment for sin and reward for service. You want to get to a place when you come before the judgment seat, zero sin, zero unrepented sin, and some serious contribution to service to Yah. In judgment in this life, Yah is the judge. Before the judgment on death, believers are constantly subject to judgment in this life, depending on their level of maturity and commitment. The more a person is committed to serving the Almighty, the more they are judged, because the satanic and demonic realm are constantly on the lookout for ways to neutralize committed believers. Most believers know that Yah sits on a throne. Most do not know that this is the judgment seat, and the judgments are pronounced constantly on believers in this life. I mentioned a few minutes ago a believer that I encountered recently in Los Angeles. Contacted me off the website. Life a total mess. He didn't understand the principles that I've been talking about. He'd been judged severely. Really messed up, horrible situation. And I'm slowly hoping to coach him to really take on board what I've shared in this broadcast and turn it around. At the end of the day, if you have fornicated, you're going to get judged. Things are going to happen. You've got one flesh bonds with women you shouldn't have one flesh bonds on. The house is divided. You're going to end up penniless and in the gutter. You do other things, you end up having a motor car accident. You do certain things, you end up getting killed. You do other things, people curse you. I've come across many instances of people, child dies at the age of 21 or just before the 21st birthday. Family curses because of sin in the family. Then coming back again to judgment in this life, Yeshua is the advocate. Most believers will happily say, Yeshua is my advocate, but they don't understand what they're talking about. They have no comprehension of what this actually means. The reality is that believers are constantly being brought before the judgment seat and judged in this life. Yeshua appears in the court of heaven on behalf of believers who are being prosecuted, and when they're young and inexperienced believers or have some other basis for clemency, Yeshua pleads for mercy. Either that they will be forgiven or that the sentence will be reduced. If they're mature believers who've been serving Father for some years, there is very little that Yeshua can do for them. So understand, in the UK where I now live, an advocate is called a barrister. It's a highly trained legal person who represents the interests of the person who is being judged by the court. Yeshua has lived as a human being. He knows what the temptations are. He's able to have compassion on those that are brought before the court. But if you have been believing for years and you are fornicating or you are stealing or you are lying or you're worshiping God and the Lord or whatever, you're going to get judged. And the forces of darkness let it build up and then they seek a judgment. But sometimes they don't because you're in so much error that you're leading other people into error, so they just let you be. And then you come before the throne of judgment when you die and you end up in hell for years. It's so important to have a picture of the throne room of Yah as the judgment hall, the judgment seat. In continuing with judgment in this life, the satanic forces are the prosecutors. There's a verse which refers to Satan as the accuser of the brethren, the prosecutor of the brethren. In most cases, the satanic forces are the prosecutors in the court of heaven. Satanic messengers, incorrectly angels on earth, monitor and track believers. At the point that a person comes to belief, the satanic realm assigns a satanic messenger to shadow that believer and look for all unrepented sin that can be used against that believer. When there is significant sin, this is escalated up the satanic chain of command, and at a point, a decision is taken whether to prosecute or not. So they may hold off. They say, this person is doing a good job of leading others into the same sin. We'll just let it be. Or they say, this person is is potentially a threat to us in other ways. We'll take them out. They go before the throne of judgment and they say, see this believer over here. They've been fornicating. They've been lying. They've been stealing. They've been doing this. They're doing that. We want a death penalty, or we want them to have a motor car accident, or we want them to get cancer or whatever. And Yeshua may say, Father, they've only been believers for a short period of time. They really are ignorant. They don't have anybody to teach them. They are battling. Please have mercy on them. Or Yeshua says, you know what? They've been believers for a number of years. They've got the Bible. They've got access to the internet. They're actually without excuse. They know the Ten Commandments. And I'm afraid I can do nothing to mitigate the sentence. And then the prosecutors get whatever the judgment is, death or terrible accident or terrible disease or whatever. At this point, the charges are formulated. And one of the satanic messengers who serves as a prosecutor in the court of heaven brings the charges before the court. If their prosecution is successful, a sentence is passed by the Creator on the believer concerned. Under certain circumstances, Father Yah may initiate a prosecution, particularly in the case of a mature believer. See the first two chapters of the book of Job in the Bible, where Yah says to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? And Satan says, yes, you don't touch him. And the Father says, no, he's in your hands. He's got sin in his life. He's got pride in his life. And Satan goes out and he takes Job apart, kills his seven children, destroys his house, everything gone because of pride. Judgment can range from something quite minor to a significant injury, accident or illness, and in the extreme case, death, sometimes a painful death. Then the satanic and demonic execute most judgments. I've already touched on this, but let's go over it a bit more. If a judgment is granted, this is mostly executed by the satanic and demonic realm. In some extreme cases, Father Yah may execute judgment directly using his servants. Living human Satan servants may also be used at times to execute judgment. So the satanic, demonic realm may say to a human being, a Satanist or a witch or a warlock, go out and do this. Set up an accident for this person. Shoot this person. Do whatever. In some circumstances, we're a highly committed believer has sinned in ignorance. Father Yah may grant a sentence such as a death penalty, but if the believer is praying for protection and deliverance, Father Yah may make a way for that believer to escape judgment. I came across somebody who was highly anointed, close to Yah. She had some sin in her life. She wasn't aware of this principle that I'm teaching you about now. She had some sin in her life. She didn't understand it was sin, serious sin. Father passed a judgment that a Satan servant could shoot her. As the guy was about to pull the trigger, the Svetopot Spirit, the Holy Spirit Father, said to her, "Get down." And she dropped to the floor, and the bullet went over her head. It's a very complex situation, folks. And the more you get involved, the more you get involved in engaging with the satanic and the demonic realm. But it's important to note the point that I shared a minute ago. The moment you believe a satanic messenger, a satanic angel, is assigned to follow you around, and they write down everything that you do, and particularly they record all your sins. And at the point they report back up the hierarchy, and the hierarchy says, you know what, look at John Smith. He's got this sin, he's got this sin, he's got this sin, and he's trying his best to serve the Almighty, and he's actually getting other people to serve the Almighty. We need to take him out. We need to kill him. We need to give him cancer. We need to do whatever. And they go before the throne and they say, this is what we've got. John Smith has done this and this and this and this, and we want a death penalty, or we want him to have a serious motor car accident and be crippled for life, or we want him to get cancer or whatever. Father may say, no, he's a young believer, give him a break, but you can have a minor car accident. Or he might say, yes, you're right, he should know better. I said earlier that I pray regularly, judge me severely and correct me harshly. It's an ancillary point to the above. If you're truly committed to serving the Almighty faithfully to the end of your life, there's a very powerful prayer. Father, I ask you to judge me severely and correct me harshly, that I may serve you more faithfully. This opens the door for Yah to correct you the minute you get out of it line, generally in ignorance, so you can quite quickly course correct. I've been praying this prayer regularly for many years, and I strongly recommend it for any person who's serious about their relationship with the Creator. Important to understand, there's a principle that Yah will not allow you to be tested beyond what you can endure. The judgment that he brings on you may be painful and ugly and unpleasant, but it won't be more than you can handle. I've had one significant motor car accident. Nothing happened to me and my passenger. The car was just quite badly damaged. I've had a tooth split. I've had a couple of other teeth split. I've had some days of really painful pain because until I could get to a dentist to treat the split tooth, and the one went septic. But I had committed a fairly severe sin that I didn't at the time realize was a sin. And if I hadn't prayed this prayer, I wouldn't have got the judgment, and then I could have gone to the end of my life with unrepented sin and ended up in hell. So I recommend, Father, judge me severely, correct me harshly, that I may serve you more perfectly. But you do really need to be quite seriously committed to pray that prayer, I guess. In conclusion, I hope you found this helpful. I'm available to assist any person who chooses to really commit their lives to serving Father Yah. Simply email me on james@endtimeissueministries.org to initiate contact with me to see how I can assist you. That's james@endtimeissueministries, one word, .org. I'll be delighted to hear from you. We can connect on Zoom or by phone or WhatsApp or email or whatever, and I'll give you some counsel. I'll point you at the articles that are most relevant to you, put you on my mailing list, connect you with the broadcasts, etc. So I encourage you to contact me. I'd really like to hear from you. Bottom line, folks, is you can either potter around in life pursuing all sorts of incidental stuff, such that when you die and you come before the judgment seat, you say, oh my goodness gracious, what a mess my life was. Or you can take seriously my message and say that Father Yah wants a deep personal relationship with you. And you do what I've talked about. There's so much on the website to help you. Become his friend. Draw close to him. Get to know him. Have a daily conversation with him. Seek to please him. Get free of sin. To wrap up, I'd like to ask you, what is the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator right now? I'd like to ask you to critically examine where you are relative to the Almighty Creator. Do you talk to him constantly throughout the day and allow him to lead you in every possible way? Are you conscious of him at all times? Do you worship him at every opportunity? Do you count him your friend? Have you clearly and unambiguously heard him call you friend? If not, you're failing in your life purpose and you'll be bitterly disappointed when you die. The whole reason for this universe, this solar system, this planet, the plants, the animals, the human beings, is for one reason only, for us to become friends of Yah. So if you are not a friend of Yah now, you've got the rest of your life to become a friend of Yah. But if you die without being a friend of Yah, you're going to be so disappointed when you see what you've missed out on for eternity. I can't stress it enough, folks. There's only one reason you're on earth, and that's to be a friend of Yah, and virtually nobody knows that, virtually nobody understands that, and virtually nobody's trying to do it. I've been walking this road as a friend of Yah since 2001. I've got a fairly good idea of what it takes, and I'm here to help you to get there. Email me on james@endtimeissueministries.org, and I'll be delighted to connect with you. It's so important, folks. I can't stress it enough. It's so important. In closing, thank you for listening. Please send me your questions to james@endtimeissueministries.org. Please email me to join the mailing list, also at james@endtimeissueministries.org. If you decide to draw close to the Almighty, please let me know and we can connect by Skype, Zoom, Teams, email, or telephone so that I can help you with your journey. I hope to connect with you again next week when I will continue to explore how to become a friend of the Creator. Work with me to make a way for Yeshua to return in victory at the end of the millennium and make his enemies his footstool. Folks, if you're a regular listener, I'm going to greet you in a moment. If you're new to this and you'd like a bit more information about me and the ministry, please stay on after I say goodnight to those who are regulars, and I'll share a bit more information with you. What I want to stress is it doesn't matter whether you're rich or poor, educated or uneducated, short or tall, thin or fat, Jewish, Muslim, Christian, Buddhist, Hindu, whatever, African, Asian, Caucasian, European, American, Indian, whatever. It doesn't matter, even if you're a Satanist, witch, whatever. Father wants you to become his friend, and he will meet you wherever you are and help you to become his friend. He's really serious about this, folks. He would love you right now to say, Father Yah, in the name of Yeshua, I choose to become your friend. And then drop me a line and say, James, I've made that decision. Please help me. So I'm going to say goodnight to those of you who are going to drop off. For those of you who are new, please stay on for a minute and I'll share a little bit more about me and the ministry. So in closing, who am I? James Robertson. I have a doctorate in engineering and I'm a retired military commander. I now work as a management consultant. I have over 30 years' experience of actively seeking to draw close to the Almighty following a dramatic encounter with him on the 12th of March, 1993, when he spoke to me audibly in a locked room and I knew for certain that he was real. In learning about Father, I applied my deep-seated aversion to failure born out of an accident in early childhood, coupled to my engineering and military training of rigor and preventing failure, to my seeking of knowledge about Father. This journey led to numerous supernatural experiences, prayers answered, and clear communication with the Creator that forms the basis of what I teach in these programs. See the video, Why Seek Relationship, for an overview of what I believe. It's about five lines down on the menu on the website. Please visit my website at www.endtimeissueministries.org. That's endtimeissueministries, one word, .org. The ETI version of the Bible with correction of key translation errors is available on the ETI Bible version page on the website. Recordings of nearly all of the teachings broadcast so far can be found by searching on Google for Relationship with Creator Radio. There are about four podcast websites with the back issues. Books with teachings from 1998 to May 2019 are at the Compilation of Most Writings page. I publish regular email articles. Email me on james@endtimeissueministries.org to be added to the mailing list or to seek counsel or prayer or give me feedback. Visit the website and use the Google search, the article keyword cloud, the table of contents, and article search to locate the information you're looking for along the top of the website. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope you'll be here next week. Good night.
Father, I come to you.
Hi, I'm James Robertson. I want to speak to you about living a life above sin. If you're serious about your relationship with the Almighty Creator, whose true name is Yah, the eternally self-existing, you need to live a life above sin. That means you understand and you keep all of the Ten Commandments. There's much more to this. Please listen to my broadcast on www.w4cy.com radio or on https://talk4tv.com. Visit my website at www.endtimeissueministries.org or email me on james@endtimeissueministries.org to find out more. I look forward to hearing from you.